Today we'll be doing Siv Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch tells us about Medvar Mamurim Beveis Akisei Shabbat Stadis. This halacha applies when you're going to a bathroom in the field. Avol Beveis Akisei Shabbat Bayis Lo Yachnisim Klal Kevin Sheyachol Hanicham B'Makom Hamishnamer. If you have a bathroom at home, then you're not allowed to enter the bathroom with tefillin at all because you can leave your tefillin in a protected place. The Mishnah Berurah Tzivkat and Chavdal tells us Klal Mashma Dafilu Bakis Lo Yachnisim. You can't even enter a bathroom in your house when your tefillin are in a case. Va'ayin B'Machatzis Hashekel Shekasav De'im Heim Bechisan V'Nosan Bechis Hatoffer B'Mabusho. You put your tefillin into a case, and that case is stitched into the lining of your clothing to also kiss inokilion, and the case is not the normal tillin case, then it's considered to be like a double covering, and then it will be mutter to enter even the bathroom in your own house with the tillin. When it comes to other books of Kedusha that have Hashem's name in it, if they're in a case, then you're allowed to enter the bathroom with them. Some say you specifically need a double covering to enter the bathroom. You say for Torah, also but for a Sefer Torah, you're never allowed to enter the bathroom with a Sefer Torah, no matter how many coverings you put on it. Those people who put these amulets on around the neck of a child that has Hashem's name on it, you have to be careful to make sure that it's a double covering, since the kids will defecate while still wearing the amulets. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up a Sif Ches tomorrow.